Stress is an inevitable part of life. However, the ancient philosophy of Stoicism provides us with timeless wisdom on how to manage and overcome stress. In this video, we will explore 10 practical steps inspired by Stoic teachings to help you navigate life's challenges. Step 1. Exercise regularly. When we talk about overcoming stress in life, the first step we often overlook is exercise. The ancient Stoics understood the profound connection between the mind and the body. They believed that to maintain a healthy mind, one must also maintain a healthy body. This belief is echoed in the words of the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius, who said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." This suggests that our mental state, including stress levels, can be influenced by our physical state. Regular exercise also promotes better sleep, which is often disrupted by stress, depression, and anxiety. It can also boost your confidence and improve your self-esteem, helping you to deal with stress more effectively. Exercise doesn't have to be strenuous or time-consuming. Even light activities like walking or stretching can help. The key is consistency. Make exercise a regular part of your routine. It could be as simple as taking a walk during your lunch break or doing a few stretches in the morning. Regular exercise is a powerful tool for stress relief. It benefits both your mind and body, helping you to navigate life's challenges with resilience and poise. As you embark on your journey to overcome stress, remember the words of Marcus Aurelius. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. So let's start by taking care of our physical health through regular exercise. Step 2. Plan your day and stick to your plan. The Stoic philosopher Seneca once wrote, "If a man knows not to which port he sails, no wind is favorable." This quote beautifully encapsulates the essence of planning. If we don't have a clear goal or direction in mind, we can easily get lost, leading to feelings of stress and anxiety. Planning your day gives you a roadmap to follow. It provides a sense of control and purpose, which can significantly reduce feelings of stress. When you know what you need to do and when you need to do it, you can focus your energy more efficiently. This prevents you from feeling overwhelmed by too many tasks or commitments. But planning is only half the battle. The other half is sticking to your plan. This is where self-discipline comes into play. It's easy to make a plan, but following through with it requires determination and commitment. Sticking to your plan also means being flexible. Sometimes unexpected things happen that can throw your plan off course. Instead of getting stressed, adjust your plan and keep moving forward. Remember, the goal of planning is not to stick rigidly to a schedule, but to manage your time and tasks effectively. Planning your day and sticking to your plan is a powerful strategy for managing stress. It gives you a sense of control, reduces feelings of overwhelm, and helps you navigate life with purpose and direction. As you continue your journey to overcome stress, keep in mind the words of Seneca: know your port, set your sails, and let the winds of life guide you towards your destination. Step 3. Connect with people. Stoicism teaches us the importance of community and connection. Epictetus, another Stoic philosopher, emphasized the social nature of humans. Reach out to friends, family, or even join a community group. Connection can provide emotional support and reduce feelings of stress. Connecting with people can take many forms. It could be as simple as having a chat with a friend or family member. It could also involve joining a community group, participating in social activities, or volunteering for a cause you care about. These connections can provide emotional support, reduce feelings of isolation, and help us feel more grounded. When we connect with others, we share our experiences, learn from each other, and support each other in times of stress. This sense of belonging and mutual support can significantly reduce feelings of stress. It reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles and that help and support are always within reach. Moreover, connecting with others can also provide a sense of purpose and meaning in our lives. It allows us to contribute to something larger than ourselves, which can be incredibly fulfilling and stress-relieving. Connecting with people is a powerful strategy for managing stress. It taps into our innate social nature, provides emotional support, and adds a sense of purpose to our lives. As you continue your journey to overcome stress, remember the words of Epictetus: "We are not brought into the world for ourselves alone." So reach out, connect, and remember that you are not alone in your journey. Step 4. Take time for yourself. While Stoicism emphasizes duty and responsibility, it also recognizes the importance of self-care. Take time each day to relax and do something you enjoy. This can help you recharge and better handle stress. Taking time for yourself means setting aside a part of your day dedicated solely to your well-being. It could involve doing something you enjoy, like reading a book, listening to music, or simply sitting quietly in a peaceful environment. This time is meant for you to relax, recharge, and rejuvenate. When you take time for yourself, you give your mind and body a chance to rest and recover from the stresses of daily life. This can help you handle stress more effectively and maintain a balanced state of mind. It's like pressing the reset button on your stress levels. Moreover, taking time for yourself allows you to reflect on your thoughts and feelings. It gives you the opportunity to understand yourself better and gain a clearer perspective on your life. This self-awareness can be incredibly beneficial in managing stress and navigating life's challenges. Taking time for yourself is a crucial step in managing stress. It allows you to recharge, gain self-awareness, and maintain a balanced state of mind. As you continue your journey to overcome stress, remember the words of the Stoic philosopher Seneca: "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." So take time for yourself, learn about yourself, and equip yourself with the tools to handle stress effectively. Step 5. Challenge yourself. This step tells us that when we face difficulties, instead of shrinking back, we should see them as a chance to become better, like going to the gym for our minds. The Stoics, wise folks from long ago, believed that tough situations are like exercise for our brains. They make us stronger and more resilient, able to handle stress better in the future. Think of it like learning a new sport. At first, it's tough and awkward, but as you practice, you get better and more confident. Challenges are similar. They might feel scary at first, but by facing them head on, you learn and grow, becoming better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Remember, even small challenges can help, like trying a new recipe, taking a different route to work, or starting a conversation with someone new. Each mini adventure helps you build mental muscle, making you tougher against stress in the long run. So, don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and embrace the challenge. You might surprise yourself with how much you grow. Step 6. Avoid unhealthy habits. Unhealthy habits like excessive drinking or overeating can increase stress levels. Stoicism encourages self-control and moderation. By avoiding these habits, you can maintain a clear mind and a healthy body. When we engage in excessive drinking or overeating, our bodies can become imbalanced, leading to negative physical and mental impacts. These habits may provide temporary relief or pleasure, but in the long run, they can worsen our stress levels and overall well-being. By practicing self-control and moderation, we can effectively avoid these unhealthy habits. This means being mindful of our behaviors and making conscious choices to limit or eliminate excessive drinking and overeating. Instead, it is important to nourish our bodies with healthy food and adopt healthier coping mechanisms for stress management. By avoiding unhealthy habits, we can maintain a clear mind and a healthy body. This clarity of mind allows us to better cope with stress and navigate challenges with a more balanced perspective. In turn, this helps us to overcome stress and lead a more fulfilling life in the long run. Step 7. Help other people. Helping others can provide a sense of purpose and reduce stress. Stoicism teaches us to be of service to others. As Marcus Aurelius said, "What is not good for the swarm is not good for the bee." By helping other people, we not only make a positive impact on their lives, but also experience a sense of fulfillment and meaning within ourselves. It reminds us that we are a part of something greater than ourselves and gives us a sense of purpose. Additionally, when we assist others, it distracts our minds from our own worries and problems, shifting our focus towards the well-being of others. Helping others can lead to a reduction in stress because it allows us to step outside of our own concerns and connect with the struggles and needs of other individuals. It reminds us that everyone goes through difficulties, and by extending a helping hand, we can provide support, compassion, and empathy. By doing so, we not only make a positive impact on others, but also find a sense of purpose and contentment within ourselves. Step 8. Work smarter, not harder. Stoicism encourages us to be efficient and purposeful in our actions. By working smarter, not harder, you can achieve your goals without unnecessary stress. To work smarter means to prioritize and focus on tasks that bring the most significant results, rather than just working hard on every task without considering their importance. It involves thinking strategically and finding ways to optimize your time, resources, and energy. By embracing this approach, you can avoid burnout and fatigue caused by constantly pushing yourself to the limits. When you work smarter, you identify key tasks that align with your goals and concentrate your efforts on them, while being mindful of avoiding distractions and unproductive activities. Working smarter also implies utilizing tools, technology, and techniques that can streamline your work process. This could include leveraging automation, utilizing task management systems, setting realistic deadlines, and delegating tasks when appropriate. The goal is to be efficient in completing your tasks without sacrificing the quality of your work or your well-being. You can achieve a greater sense of balance, effectively manage your stress levels, and become more productive in both your personal and professional life. Stoicism promotes the idea of being purposeful, intentional, and mindful in your actions, ultimately helping you overcome stress and lead a more fulfilling life. Step 9. Try to be positive. When we talk about trying to be positive, it means adopting a mindset that focuses on the good things in our lives, even when we are facing difficult situations. This step is an important part of overcoming stress and finding inner peace. The Stoics, a philosophical group, believed that our thoughts have a powerful impact on how we experience the world around us. They believed that by cultivating a positive mindset, we can shape our own reality and navigate through life's challenges more gracefully. When we face stressful situations, it is natural to feel overwhelmed and negative. However, choosing to shift our focus towards positive aspects can help alleviate stress. It doesn't mean ignoring or denying the difficulties we face, but rather acknowledging them and choosing to approach them with a positive mindset. Being positive doesn't guarantee that all our problems will disappear, but it does make it easier for us to find solutions and cope with stress. It allows us to see the potential for growth and learning in every situation, helping us to develop resilience. By trying to be positive, we train our minds to look for the silver linings, the things we are grateful for, and the opportunities for personal growth. It helps us to stay hopeful, find joy in little things, and maintain a sense of perspective. Practicing positivity requires effort and conscious thought. We can start by challenging negative thoughts and replacing them with positive ones. We can also cultivate gratitude by focusing on the things we appreciate in our lives. Surrounding ourselves with positive influences and practicing self-care can also contribute to a positive mindset. Remember, being positive does not mean ignoring negative emotions or pretending that everything is always great. It simply means choosing to focus on the positive aspects of life and maintaining a hopeful attitude even in challenging times. By doing so, we can reduce stress, find strength within ourselves, and overcome obstacles with grace. Step 10. Accept the things you can't change. Perhaps the most famous Stoic teaching is to accept the things we cannot change. Stress often comes from trying to control the uncontrollable. By focusing on what you can control and accepting what you can't, you can reduce stress and live a more peaceful life. To break free from this cycle, it is crucial to shift our focus towards what we can control and learn to accept the things we cannot. This does not mean giving up or becoming passive, but rather understanding that certain situations or outcomes are outside of our influence. Acceptance involves acknowledging and recognizing the limitations of our power. It allows us to let go of the excessive attachment to desired outcomes and embrace a more open mindset. Instead of wasting energy on futile efforts, we redirect it towards productive actions that are within our reach. By accepting the things we can't change, we free ourselves from unnecessary stress and gain a sense of inner peace. We learn to adapt to the circumstances instead of constantly grappling with them, fostering resilience and mental well-being. This principle of acceptance is a powerful tool to navigate life's challenges. It helps us differentiate between what we have the power to change and what we must gracefully accept. It empowers us to focus on self-improvement, personal growth, and finding creative solutions within our control.